On this week's Arts Page, the 4th Biennial Rex Nettleford Arts Conference to get underway October 11. And later, a poem from our poetry books. Stay tuned. Come next month, Edna Manley College of the Visual and Performing Arts will host the 4th Biennial Rex Nettleford Arts Conference as part of its 40th anniversary celebrations. Talks of a conference started shortly after the death of the Jamaican scholar Ralston Milton Rex Nettleford, in whose honor the conference was named. Director of Marketing at the Edna Manley College AMC, Colleen Douglas, says the first conference was successfully held in October 2011 as a tribute to Nettleford's academic legacy in the arts.
As the only institution of its kind in the English-speaking Caribbean, I think we were the only one who could satisfy that area of Rex that was at the forefront. We know him as a Caribbean scholar, but he was also an artist, probably more so an artist. And so we thought it was our responsibility to honor his legacy by putting on an arts conference in his name.
This year's three-day event will bring arts practitioners, students, scholars, and others from Europe, the Caribbean, North America, and other parts of the globe, all under one proverbial roof. The conference theme is Arts and Culture for the 21st Century, Millennial Disengagement, Re-engagement. The idea, Ms. Douglas says, is to confront stereotypes associated with the visual and performing arts while pitching it as a major contributor to the country's economy.
Very rarely do people tell their children that it's okay to have a career in the creative industries. It's okay to be an artist. So it's to break those kinds of stereotypes. Stereotypes which also include that the arts don't make money. And that idea and vision of a broke artist that we carry with us and discourage our young people to get into it. So a part of it is people coming, sharing what arts can do for them. Because at the heart of it for me, even personally, is that the arts clearly is what makes us most human.
This year's conference has two major partners, the National Gallery and the Chase Fund, with sponsorship from Corporate Jamaica.
National Gallery, they stage an exhibition specifically for the conference, and we also have on our own campus here at Arthur Wynn Drive some exhibitions they help us consistently to curate. So they're our core partner, and they have been since the inception.
The conference begins on Wednesday, October 11, with a tour and a tea meeting.
Because a major part of our audience are patrons from overseas. So a lot of our delegates will come in, whether it's Tuesday evening or Wednesday morning. And we start with a conference tour, which takes them around Kingston, which includes a visit to Trenchtown. And then in the evening of the Wednesday, you could come to the tea meeting.
The tea meeting will add a cultural twist to the tradition of the English tea party, where patrons will dress in all their finery and put on a show, a penny concert of sorts. The items will be drawn from the various schools of the college, including music, drama, dance, and visual arts. The chair of the meeting will be none other than the college orator, Dr. Amina Blackwood Meeks, a performer in her own right. Conference plenaries begin on Thursday morning. This year's keynote speaker will be Trinidad-born artist Christopher Cozier. For costing and registration, visit emcartsconference.org or the college's website at emc.edu.jm. The opening ceremony is free and registration will also take place on the day. From our poetry books this month, ahead of the Heritage Month celebrations, here is We Are One, a poem written by Brian Johnson, recited by Annalise Dallas, formerly of Mona Preparatory School Drama Club.
No man is an island. No man stands alone. This adage suggests that we are all connected in this race called life. And so I stand here to encourage you to act accordingly. Our Father in heaven created each and every one of us, men, women, boys, girls, as part of this world to not only live, but to be fit to live with.
Join us every last Friday to hear poems from our poetry books, part of our Poet Laureate feature. That's where we end today's program. Tune in next week. Until then, I'm Vanessa Silvera with studio engineer Andre Sawyers. Have a great weekend.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.